other yak babies. Sex, presidents, and sometimes books.
Welcome to Yak Babies, the only podcast on the internet sponsored by Gary Gray's Gray Grout Grotto, Never Settle for Crusty Crevices. My name's Aaron. I'm here with my personal pals, Dave.
Hey, boys.
Brick.
Hey, boys.
And we got old Irish Nico as well.
Hey, boys.
Yeah, there you go. A little consistency there. Our topic this week, we're talking about author readings. And if you go to them, if you don't go to them, why or why not? I haven't been to one in a long time. The last one I went to, I think, was Matt Taibbi when he was doing an author reading for his book, I Can't Breathe, about Eric Garner, that church in Harvard Square. That's always a nice venue for author readings, even though it gets very hot in there because there's no AC, but it's a nice big space. But I don't go to them very often, and I guess I haven't interrogated that. I don't know necessarily why, but I don't. Do you folks, do you ever go to author readings anymore? And if so, what do you get out of it? And if you don't go, what's keeping you?
I don't enjoy them. Well, one reason is that, you know, they're comprised mostly of listening to the author read a chunk of his or her book, which I find uninteresting. And then, you know, they save 10, 15 minutes at the end for question and answer, which has some potential, but usually that is made up mostly of people in the audience
never
hear themselves speak. And it's like,
right,
either that, like, you know, these, you know, I have a 2-part question, it takes fucking forever for them to get it out. Or it's like questions.
I just want to
like,
sound smart in front of this author.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Or it's questions like, you know, do you write in the morning or do you write at night? Like, I have absolutely no interest in that. So if I go, and I will go occasionally, it has to be a writer whose personality I think can override that kind of thing. George Saunders is a good example. I saw him read once in San Marcos, and that was a good event because he read like just a short section from one of his stories, which I appreciated. And then instead of the audience had a chance to ask a couple of questions, but there was a moderator who did most of the work and asked like interesting questions, and Saunders' answers were excellent
because he's
very funny, brilliant man.
Yeah. I saw George Saunders too at Harvard Bookstore. And yeah, I agree. He's like, for one thing, his stories are funny. So that's going to be automatically more entertaining than just like 10 minutes of the middle of somebody's book that's like, you know, boring as shit. And like, he's pretty funny. And I remember he did like when he was reading the book, he did voices and stuff. And he was like, he's a good reader, which most authors are not. So I think it's just a completely different skill. And he's one of the few authors that's good at it. Chuck Palahniuk was another one. He did a good reading years ago when I was reading Chuck Palahniuk books. Yeah, but I think it's just a different skill.
Yeah, I haven't been to one in probably 10 years. I don't think I've been to any since moving to Cambridge, whenever that was. And I never really liked them. We went to a lot, but we lived in Harvard Square, and it was a thing to do before going out or after or in between.
We would go to readings sometimes after going out to bars?
I think fairly frequently, yeah.
Wow. That sounds awful.
That's why you don't remember going to them.
Yeah. One time we got real drunk and then went to Marcos's reading.
Yes.
For the reasons Dave said, it was just kind of insufferable. And it's just like, it could be nice sometimes when they made an event of it, especially like I know when we used to go to some in the Harvard bookstore, they would kind of set it up differently. And it would be a little different than just sort of sitting in a pew in an old church and listen to someone read their book. And then the question and answer period, I usually left for that part, honestly, because it's just so obnoxious. Of just someone wanting to sound smart and to not, or asking dumb questions that no one, not even probably the question asker, wants to know the answer of or cares. And it was just like, why are you, who cares about if they drink coffee when they write?
Right.
It doesn't matter. The few that I like that are memorable for me, like you said, the Saunders one had a moderator. The few that are memorable for me were like barely even readings. They were more like an evening of discussion or whatever with an author where there was some reading involved, and the reading their new book was kind of the pretense for their publicist to send them there, but that wasn't really what the thing was about. I remember there was a really good one with Jhumpa Lahiri where she just talked about like Boston's history with racism, you know, with her upcoming, it was when she had a book of stories coming out. So that was, she would read a couple things and then she would kind of go into her own history and talk about the city. And that one was pretty fascinating because I don't remember who she was with, but she was sitting on stage with someone and talking about it. That was at MIT. And then in that, I think it was in that church, we saw Lev Grossman, the guy that wrote The Magicians, which was a book that was like, okay, not great. But for some reason, he was talking about Kaz Ishihiro's, that fantasy book he wrote.
The one with the clones?
No, it's something, the giant, the, I can't find it. It was something, the something giant, the sleeping giant, the, I don't know. It was like a not that great, but fine book. And I don't remember why the fuck Lev Grossman was talking about that book. But it ended up being a pretty good discussion, sort of about, I don't know if that was the point of the night or where it ended up, but it ended up being most of the event was him talking to whoever he was on stage with about the blending of genre fiction with literary fiction, particularly around fantasy. That was right at the kind of peak of that. There was that wave where pretty much every single literary fiction author took a stab at writing some kind of genre fiction in the, you know, 2008 through 2015 or whatever. And I remember that one being enjoyable too. But again, it was not an inane Q&A. It was like a thoughtful event with some structure to it and like a purpose beyond just listen to me read my book and then line up for a signature. Which, you know, that's cool too, but I'd rather just line up for a signature and skip the other part.
Yeah, the author in conversation is a better approach, I think, because you get maybe some more useful information and it's a bit more, like Dave said, personality driven, which is really the best part of going to those events in the first place, is like engaging with the author as a person, not just as the voice on a page. The biggest innovation that I've experienced in author meetings, which is a good thing, is the moderated Q&A where they will ask you to write questions before time and put them in a box, and then the organizers will draw out like three or four to ask. So it's like you get a couple filters there, which is really helpful as opposed to the lineup at the mic thing where then you get just like every fucking Yahoo asking their long ass boring questions like NPR. And that's the Tybee one that I went to had that. And I think it was the first time I saw it. I was like, oh, this rules. This is such a good way to do this because you get control of time. We're going to do three questions. Here they are. They're mostly good because we've already vetted them. And the likelihood of something interesting happening is a lot higher. And then you get out and you're done. That's nice.
So I have a kind of a spinoff question. What do we think of, so for a lot of stores, bookstores now will charge either an entrance fee to attend a reading or you have to buy the writer's book, or in order to get the writer to sign the book, you have to buy it there on site at the store rather than bring, you know, your own copy if you have one. Do we begrudge bookstores that move?
No, I think it's fine.
I like the way that Harvard Bookstore did it, which was like the tickets were like $5 or $10 and then that's good toward a book.
Yeah
it counted against the price of the book. Yep. Yeah, I don't, look, that's a dying it's a dying industry, you know, or at least a subset of it. So I whatever they can do to, they should be able to charge tickets whatever they want. Like, you're not, if you're buying a book from that store as opposed to Amazon or wherever else, you're already like choosing to pay a higher price based on your own desire to support, you know, the authors and those sort of businesses. So I don't think, I just see that as them providing a value. Like, readings are going to go away quickly. They're kind of surprised they exist anywhere besides either events in those places or sponsored by those places, because the publicists will just go, fuck that, go on Zoom.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the entire point of those things is to drive people into those stores. If they want to charge $5 to get a signature or whatever, like, great. You know, I don't think it's not like they're ripping people off, I guess, you know, that's a little different than like baseball players charging $5 for a signature at batting practice. That doesn't feel the same to me.
Yeah. It's not a Canseco moment.
Yeah.
I always like it when I shouldn't say always like it, but like if I go into reading and I like the author and I want to read that book, it's nice to have the option to just like fold it into your ticket, like the cost of the book too. We just like do it all at once. They give it to you at the door. It feels kind of nice. We're like, oh, I'm getting a book. Great. I can go sit down. I have something to look at while I'm waiting for it to start.
Yeah, I think, you know, we were in kind of a unique situation where we lived. Like, I imagine like there's spots like that in a few of the cities around the country, but for most of the country, that's not a thing. But, you know, I learned about some authors that way because that was just a social thing to do on the weekends. And a couple people were like, hey, I'm going to go see whoever doing a reading. I said, fuck it, I'll go. You know, and then you end up liking whatever or grabbing their book because it looks interesting, or just being in the door and, you know, drifting off to the other section. And there's a social aspect to it that also drew you back into reading and into literature that was a nice kind of aspect of it, even though a lot of it was annoying.
That's also a good point that, like, we all lived in Boston and some of us still do, we're close to it, for a number of years. And there's like the number of literary events in Boston is just like sky high. Living in New York, like Dave does now too, like same thing. There's just like literary stuff happening constantly. Whereas if you were living in, like, I don't know, Fort Worth, Texas, like it's not going to be as frequent.
No, and it's going to be at a strip mall or whatever. And, you know, it's not the same.
Yeah. So there's like a a little bit of spoiled with luxury for living in Boston in that regard. Listeners, tell us about your reading, author reading experiences, people you saw that were good, people who have a good personality and can talk about their work, people who were just like total Dullsville and sucked. Let us know on Twitter at YakBabies and email us at YakBabiesPodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Patreon.com/YakBabies for $1 a month. Is what we're asking for access to our Patreon. And there's so much going on there. We're doing games. We're playing Eemee. Doing drunk reviews. We're doing... talking about Pumpkinhead a lot. Little stories, little anecdotes. Just like a whole extra podcast for a dollar. And it's like the darker side of Yak Babies. So check that out. Until then, Yak Babies, yakking off.
The Yak Babies would like to thank all their loyal listeners and especially their patrons past and present, including Michael, Bonnie, Sebastian, David, and William Howard Taft. Oh.